Bob Moses is here in the studio. And I read somewhere that Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden, or Soundgarden as a band, was your all-time favorite. And I really, really want to talk about that. But first we need to talk about your beard.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It started off as, you know, when you're touring in bands and you're on a bus and, you know, things can get a little boring in between cities, and the guys in our band basically were like, dude, we've never seen you with facial hair. And there was this whole talk about, like, what if you did, like, a James Hetfield, Lemmy from Motorhead, like, also that dude from Justice type of thing. And, you know, we didn't, just had a couple beers and didn't take it seriously. But I thought, okay, the next time we get a break, I'm going to grow one. And I know that the next time that we're seeing each other was in Amsterdam. So I came prepared.
And have you have seen them already?
No, not yet.
We've been on, like, a little bit of a club show. We've been doing some more, like, club set stuff. And now the band tour starts in Amsterdam. So everybody's in for a surprise
tomorrow at soundcheck.
And
be ready.
We were going to soundcheck for like one of the gigs this weekend, and he came down with it, and I was like, I didn't notice at first, and then I was like, what is, dude? What happened?
What
to your
is
face?
Wrong with yeah. you? No. Did you laugh?
Yeah, of course.
But how long did you save your hair?
It's been about a month, I'd say.
Also, okay,
he
nice.
He made a really funny video that he edited of like him shaving it, which is awesome.
Because up until 5 days ago, it was like a normal beard. It was normal. And then I just went like, okay, the chin's going. And now we're committing.
and where exactly can we see this video?
I have it on my phone, but I think we're going to post it online. Because
I've been trying to get him to post it to Instagram stories. I've shared it with enough people
who have been like, that's too funny. You have to post it. So I think it might end up on the story tonight.
Yeah, at Bob Moses Music. That's their Instagram handle. And then the grunge thing, because many people maybe don't expect this from you, that yeah. you have like your grunge heart.
Big time.
How did that come about?
I mean, we grew up in the Pacific Northwest, Vancouver, which is just 3 hours north of Seattle, which is like was the mecca for grunge music. So I think it was kind of like a natural part of that.
Yeah, and that was sort of like all of the time when we were sort of getting into music, grunge and post-grunge was like the music, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in Vancouver, we had a very, the radio played all sorts of that stuff. So, I mean, my stepdad introduced me to Nirvana when I was like 8.
And we were very fortunate a few years ago that we got invited to a secret Soundgarden show on a rooftop at
wow.
South by Southwest, where they played for 300 people before Chris passed away, sadly. But at least we got a chance to see them, and the show was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was like as a bonding experience. It was like one of the highlights of our time together.
Wow, yeah, and you mentioned Nirvana, and I just got a message from one of our listeners who always listens. His name is Jaap, and he said, it's a little bit Nirvana unplugged, a little bit, but it really is.
Yeah.
That's what he just sent us.
I was always, whenever I grew up, I wanted to have a band. Like when I was growing up, I wanted to have a band. I thought that bands that could do that had like such a very heavy sound, like Nirvana and Soundgarden, they're like the way their records are produced is such an integral part of their sound and like the energy that brings. But then they could also do like the really cool pulled back acoustic stuff. I always wanted to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So that's,
I mean, grunge is basically if Black Sabbath and the Beatles had a kid, it would be grunge music, you know? Like a lot of those melodies and stuff are very Beatlesy, but then it's also dark and heavy. So it's cool.
And then who would be your musical parents? Or if you were a love baby?
Whoa. Probably like Depeche Mode and Nirvana or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Depeche Mode and Soundgarden or something.
Yeah, or like Duran Duran. Or I don't know. One of those like electronic 80s bands, and then like
mixed with the grunge.
Some 90s like Nine Inch Nails type of thing.
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails. Maybe just Nine Inch Nails would be like the solo parent. I don't know. Just like Trent would have raised this by himself.
And maybe it was like, maybe we're like raised by in like a commune, and like nobody really knows whose parent is who, and it's just kind of everybody raises you, you know? So it's like five bands, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. But well, why not? You know.
It
doesn't have to be also binary.
Yeah.
Exactly. You've just proven it. Each of the songs on the album could be stripped down to just chords and melody, and it would still hold up great.
Yeah.
So, what we experienced here live, is that the basis of your songwriting, or what is process?
Songs have to start with an idea, so that idea could be a drum loop, or it could be a set of chords, or it could be like that, and one of us will bring in a piece of an idea that we're excited about and play it for the other person, and then we sort of build from there. So it doesn't always start with that. And I don't know, maybe not even 50% of the time it starts with that, but at some point during the writing process, we always do that to see kind of like, how does
is
this
the song any
up?
Good?
Yeah, is yeah. it going to be, is this good? Or like, you know, it's especially when we're writing lyrics, that's the, we turn off the computers and we light candles and we, you know, get our pads of paper out and you know,
pray that lyrics come.
And yeah. curse lyrics.
little bit of incense maybe.
Yeah. yeah.
And then it takes a long time.
But this sounds very peaceful, but the album Battle Lines has a lot of fighting related references, well, lyrically.
Yeah.
Is it a breakup album?
It's not a breakup album. I think like we just basically realized like the first album, Days Gone By, was sort of written about a lot about our interpersonal struggles as people. And then we toured so much on that record and saw how universal the sort of message of struggle was and going all these places and talking to people about, you know, their struggles that it... You know, we were still touring a lot when we were making Battle Lines. So that, all those sort of universal struggles, and especially what was going on politically in America, really inspired the lyrics behind this record. You know, so much has come to the forefront in the last couple of years, whether it's women or gay rights or drugs or this new president or early, like, there's been a lot to talk about as an artist, and we feel that, you know, it really inspired us to say something.
Yeah, I think like the touring made us see that. Everybody has the same problems, no matter what you, where you are. Like we just played in Turkey, and somebody asked about how is it to be from somewhere so far away and have all these fans in Turkey. And the thing that I said that I sort of realized while I was saying it was that no matter whether you're in like Sofia, Bulgaria, or Turkey, or Los Angeles, or wherever, once you start to play the music, it's like everybody's the same. You know, if it's the same experience. So we saw that a lot of the things that we were writing about ourselves, everybody was going through. And so that caused us to also think more about the relationship between what happens in us and then how that manifests in the world. And because all this crazy stuff was happening in the world, sort of like looking back and seeing like, okay, well, all this bad stuff's happening. How did that happen starting in here? And that's sort of like what we wrote about.
Yeah.
On the record.
I have to say, if you're listening right now, and he said, when it started in here, he pointed towards his heart. But if you were looking, als jij nu aan het kijken was via 3fm.nl/live, dan had je het gezien. I think, yeah, I mean, we could talk about this forever, but we should really listen, I think, to Back Down.
Yeah,
okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Tom en Jim, oftewel Bob Moses, staan morgen in een volle Paradiso. En ook nog in april op Coachella. Dus ja, eigenlijk vind ik het wel gewoon heel bijzonder dat ze vanuit Canada hierheen zijn gekomen en gewoon hier in de studio zijn bij 3 voor 12.